Lesson 118, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110. Introduction. On Sunday, April 3, 1836, the sacrament meeting was held in the Kirtland Temple. During the meeting, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery went to an area of the temple where a veil separated them from the congregation. There they offered a prayer. After they arose from prayer, Jesus Christ appeared to them and accepted the newly dedicated temple. Moses, Elias, and Elijah then appeared, and priesthood keys were restored. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, is an account of this vision. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, verses 1 through 10. The Lord appears and accepts the Kirtland Temple. Ask students what is written on the outside of every temple. Holiness to the Lord, the house of the Lord. What does the phrase "the house of the Lord" mean to you? After students have discussed this question, explain that the Lord visited His house in Kirtland, Ohio, soon after it was dedicated. To help students understand the circumstances surrounding this sacred event, invite a student to read the section Introduction to Doctrine and Covenants 110 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who was present and what they did before this vision occurred. Who was present during this vision? What had they been doing before this vision occurred? Invite another student to read Doctrine and Covenants 110 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Before the student reads, ask the class to follow along and try to visualize what is described in these verses. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 110 verses 4 and 5 silently to learn what the Savior said to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. What in these verses is meaningful to you? Why? Invite several students to take turns reading Doctrine and Covenants 110, verses 6 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for reasons the Lord said all of the saints may rejoice. According to verse 7, why did the saints have great reason to rejoice? The Lord accepted the temple and promised to manifest Himself to them in it. How can the Lord manifest Himself to people in the temple? The word manifest means to show or display. Remind students that they discussed this when studying Doctrine and Covenants 97 and Doctrine and Covenants 109. Most often, the Lord manifests Himself by the power of the Holy Ghost. Invite students to identify a principle from the promise in verses 7 through 8. Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize the following. If we obey the Lord's commandments and keep His house pure, He will manifest Himself to us in His temples. You may want to write this principle on the board. To help students better understand this principle, discuss the following questions. How can we keep the Lord's house pure and unpolluted? Why do you think the Lord requires us to be obedient and clean before He will manifest Himself to us in His house? If students have attended the temple, invite them to reflect on an experience they have had when they felt close to the Lord there. Consider sharing how you feel when you worship in the temple. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 110 verses 9 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who would rejoice and why. According to these verses, who will be blessed because of the restoration of temple blessings? How is the world blessed because of temples and the work of salvation for the living and the dead? How is the temple a blessing in your life? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, verses 11 through 16. Moses, Elias, and Elijah appear, and priesthood keys are restored to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Invite students to tell about a time when members of their family were temporarily separated from one another. Ask them to share how they felt during the separation. As students study Doctrine and Covenants 110, verses 11 through 16, invite them to look for how this vision ensures that our families can overcome any separation. Copy the following chart on the board. Do not write the information in parentheses. Please refer to the chart on page 402 of Lesson 118. Explain that after the vision of the Savior closed, three other individuals appeared one by one to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Display pictures of Moses and Elijah. Ask students to explain who Moses and Elijah are and to name some significant things they did. If students need help, suggest that they look up these prophets in the Bible dictionary. Explain that Elias may have been a prophet who lived in Abraham's day. In addition to a name, Elias is also a title, meaning forerunner or restorer. See the Bible Dictionary or Guide to the Scriptures under Elias. Divide the class into three groups. Assign each group one of the three names in the chart on the board. Explain that each of the messengers committed priesthood keys to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Ask students to study the scripture passage written under their assigned name and discover what the angelic messenger restored. After sufficient time, invite one student from each group to read their assigned scripture passage to the class. Invite a second student from each group to write what the messenger restored in the row labeled Priesthood Keys Restored in the chart on the board. To help students understand what the keys of the gathering of Israel are, discuss the following question. In our day, how does the Lord gather His children into His kingdom? Add to or confirm students' answers by inviting someone to read the following explanation by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, missionary work is crucial to the gathering of Israel. In many nations, our missionaries have searched for those of scattered Israel. End quote. Write missionary work on the board under Moses in the row labeled What These Keys Unlock. How has your life been influenced by Moses restoring the keys governing missionary work? The dispensation of the Gospel of Abraham committed to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery by Elias restored the promises the Lord made with Abraham. To help students understand the dispensation of the Gospel of Abraham restored by Elias, invite a student to read the following explanation by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, Elias brings back the Gospel of Abraham, the great Abrahamic covenant whereby faithful receive promises of eternal increase, promises that through celestial marriage their eternal posterity shall be as numerous as the sands upon the seashore, or as the stars in the heaven for multitude. Elias gives the promise, received of old by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that in modern men and in their seed all generations shall be blessed. And we are now offering the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to all who will receive them. End quote. According to Elder McConkie, what promises were given to Abraham? As students respond, write celestial marriage and eternal posterity on the board in the column under Elias. What do the blessings of celestial marriage and eternal posterity mean to you? Why are they important to you? To help students understand the keys restored by Elijah, invite two students to read the following statements. President Joseph Fielding Smith taught, quote, this sealing power bestowed upon Elijah is the power which binds husbands and wives and children to parents for time and eternity. It is the binding power existing in every gospel ordinance. It is by this power that all the ordinances pertaining to salvation are bound or sealed, and it was the mission of Elijah to come and restore it. End quote. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles explained, quote, as members of Christ's restored church, we have the covenant responsibility to search out our ancestors and provide for them the saving ordinances of the gospel. For these reasons, we do family history research, build temples, and perform vicarious ordinances. For these reasons, Elijah was sent to restore the sealing authority that binds on earth and in heaven. End quote. According to these explanations, what power or authority did Elijah restore? As students respond, write sealing power, including temple and family history work, on the board in the column under Elijah. You may want to remind students that without these priesthood keys, quote, the whole earth would be utterly wasted at the Lord's coming, end quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, Verse 3. How have you been blessed by the restoration of the sealing power? Explain that President Joseph Fielding Smith noted that the Kirtland Temple, quote, was built primarily for the restoration of keys of authority. In the receiving of these keys, the fullness of gospel ordinances was revealed. End quote. The priesthood of the Church and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles continue to exercise these priesthood keys today. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. The keys of missionary work, eternal families, and temple work help us to blank. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 110 verses 11 through 16 silently, looking for how they might complete this principle. According to these verses, why are missionary work, eternal families, and temple work necessary? As students respond, complete the statement on the board. Their answers should reflect the following principle. The keys of missionary work, eternal families, and temple work help us to prepare for the Lord's second coming. To help students understand this doctrine, assign each group one of the following questions to ponder. Number 1. How does missionary work prepare people for the Lord's second coming? Number 2. How does the promise of eternal marriage and families prepare people for the Lord's second coming? And number 3. How does temple work prepare people for the Lord's second coming? After sufficient time, ask a student from each group how he or she would answer the questions. Write the following questions on the board and invite students to answer them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. How have you been blessed because of the priesthood keys that have been restored? What can you do to help someone else be blessed through one of these restored keys? After sufficient time, invite students to discuss their thoughts with a partner. Consider sharing how your life has been blessed because these priesthood keys have been restored.